Welcome to The Public Storyteller. My name is Michael Stock with Dr. Karen Neal. Karen is affiliate professor at Florida Atlantic University and a professional storyteller. Hi, Karen.
Hello, Michael.
What story do you have today?
Here's a story from Serafima Sokolov.
Around 2006, I was near the end of my years at Florida International University. I was going for my Bachelor's of Fine Arts degree, studying painting, and I needed to find a mentor to A, be able to graduate, and B, to find myself and my message that I wanted to move forward into my BFA show and onto my future outside of FIU as well. So one day in an art history class, there was a wonderful woman who came in to speak to the class. Her name was Anna Hung. She was a sweet little Vietnamese lady who was quite a bit older than myself, and right away I was astounded with her energy because she was trying to bring across the message of peace, and no matter what you did, whether you wrote poetry or you were a doctor, you were a teacher, or you were a lawyer, you could then paint for peace, you could write for peace, you could fight for peace. So there are so many avenues. Now, in this class, I also needed to write a paper on a powerful female artist. And this was the perfect individual, so I felt emboldened then to connect with her to write a paper on her. But then, when I went to her home to interview her, we started discussing what I was creating as well. At the time, I was starting to create portraits of child soldiers all around the world. And I was, in fact, painting a lot in a 30-inch by 30-inch format. She showed me her studio space in her garage, and most of her artwork was also in 30-inch by 30-inch panels that she was then putting together into wall mural-sized pieces. So she had rows and rows and rows of paintings where she would have three, one on top of another, to create a wall and going across as well. So first of all, she was able to put some of my child soldier paintings into the mural itself, and shortly after, she had me working as her apprentice on her own artwork as well. I remember especially certain days in the studio when we started looking at the news and imagery coming out of Iraq during the Iraq War. We were seeing horrifying maimed soldiers and civilians. There were days where I was crying and my stomach was in knots, but it became so important to paint everything that we were seeing, including the portraits of Bush and Cheney and Rumsfeld. I worked with her on this for several years. We exhibited at different places, all the way up to Jacksonville. It was a pleasure opening up a gallery with her on Lincoln Road on Miami Beach as well, the official Peace Mural Foundation, which is still there, in fact. So I had gone from a very unknowing artist before I met Hung, unknowing of my path. After graduating, several years of working with her, I'm able to showcase across South Florida, including ArtServe most recently. I'm way more powerful in being able to express exactly what I wanted to share with the world.
Serafima Sokolov with a story about being an artist.
Being an artist and being the protege of an absolutely mentor extraordinaire.
So you can't just be an artist, you have to have a purpose?
That's a really interesting question, and I don't know that I am qualified to answer that, but I think there are many people who would say all art has a purpose, and that sometimes the purpose is more obvious, sometimes less so. In this case, obviously her mentor, Anna Hung, is a political artist. And this was the trial by fire, if you will, that Serafima went through. The tears, the knots in the stomach. It's a classic kind of a hero's journey that she went through to come out the other side, to come out as an activist artist.
So Hung really had an impact on Serafima's work.
Absolutely. Now, Serafima doesn't exactly say what kind of artist she was going to be originally, but obviously there was a connection, and very small detail she mentioned, I thought, spoke volumes. She said, Hung was working on 30 by 30 inch panels. I was working on 30 by 30. It's a very little detail. For all I know, I'm not a visual artist. For all I know, 30 by 30 inch panels are a standard. I never knew that. But they seem to have a connection right from the start. And I know from being in school 1,267 years that speakers come in and many of them, what they say goes right over your head. And every once in a while, you'll meet somebody who just speaks to you. And apparently this woman really connected, really spoke to Serafima on a deep level.
Before Serafima met Hung, I get the feeling her art didn't really have that purpose.
Well, she was very young. She was still in school. And I think perhaps she was looking for what it was that she had to say. I don't want to read too much into that, but often a student in art school isn't quite sure in what direction she wants to go. And clearly, by the end of this story, where here she had opened a gallery with her mentor, she became the powerful female artist. That was where the words she used, that she saw Anna Hung as being when she wrote that paper about her. So we see in literature, it's called a Künstlerroman. It's a wonderful German word. You know, they put lots of words together. It becomes a longer word. Künstler meaning artist, Roman meaning novel, about how an artist evolves, becomes a mature artist, as opposed to the term Bildungsroman, excuse my horrible accent, which just means how a person becomes a person. This really is, in a sense, kind of a Künstlerroman. Starting off as a student is when we meet Serafima, and when the story ends 5 minutes later, she's a mature artist. And each of us should be as fortunate to find some professional who's able and willing to support us in that leap from student to mature professional. Did you have a mentor like that, Michael?
I regret I didn't.
I feel like I had a couple. Storytellers, academics, not a lot, but a couple in different aspects of my life.
Did you search them out or did they just appear to you?
One I searched out. I needed a storyteller on my dissertation committee. And then some of the others just appeared. And I think in this case, one of the lovely aspects of this story is that she didn't search her out. She didn't choose the speaker. She wasn't looking on websites or in directories of this woman appeared at FIU. And I think that's a lovely part of the story because so often young people feel, I'll speak for myself when I was much younger, we need to control every aspect of our development as a professional or even as a human being. We need to, okay, where am I going to go now? I got to create this map. But so often, the story tells us, the most important things in our lives just happen.
They just happen, but the story points out how important a mentor is as well.
Yes, but also you got to put a lot of work into it too. So even when you are blessed with an opportunity, if an opportunity like this, meeting such a wonderful artist, falls into your lap, you've got to do the work to make that opportunity worth something valuable to you. And it's very clear that Serafima turned this gift into something very precious by her hard work.
Was Hung looking for an apprentice?
That wasn't clear from the story. I don't know. But I know very often mentors are not necessarily looking for somebody. But if the right person appears, very often they are generous enough to say, hey, you know, I had a mentor, and now it's my time to mentor someone else.
Well, thanks for bringing that story in, Karen. If our listeners have a story they'd like to share, how can they get in touch with you?
Send me an email, cneil, that's C-N as in Nancy, E-I-L-E, at fau.edu.
Or our website has contact information as well as archive stories at wlrn.org. Click radio and the public storyteller. Thanks, Karen.
Thanks a lot, Michael. See you next week.
Dr. Karen Neal is affiliate professor at Florida Atlantic University and a professional storyteller. My name is Michael Stock. The Public Storyteller returns next Sunday.